Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rockies won only 43 games in 2025. How much better will they be in 2026? Will they avoid another 100-loss season? You're listening to the Bet 1430, the home of the Mile High Sports Show with Nate Lundy, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
You know what? I just want to call a quick audible here. Later today, I'm going to the Neo and Akon concert. And I've seen Akon before, but I've never seen Neo before. So I'm sure that this is going to have all of our 2000s nostalgia. You know, that's when I was in college, you know. I graduated high school and 2006, so we're getting ready for our 20-year reunion. You know, I was in college. You know, I was around this time. You know, I was just getting ready to go to school. I was going to be a freshman at Missouri Southern State University, you know. And there's certain artists that just remind me of college. Like, when I think of my time in college, the artist that I think of is T-Pain. I mean, that was a great time to be in school, you know. Like, when I hear college, I hear apple bottom jeans, boots. That's what I hear when I hear college. Laura, when you think of your time as a youngster, you know, 17, 18, 19 years old, who's the artist that you hear playing in your mind?
Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at the little Black Eyed Peas. They had a good run. A great run for the Black Eyed Peas. Kenny, where are you at? Whenever you hear college, whenever you hear 19-year-old you, who's playing in your mind?
Oh God, I'm younger than you, Carrington. So this is a tough one.
This about to be like Uzi Vert or something.
Yeah, see, I could say that, but I would say that the music carried on amongst generations, and the songs that you're bringing up still were playing when I was in high school and college. So yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. Tyler, where are you at? When you hear college in your head, what artist do you hear?
That's so funny. It's Future, Kanye, or Lil Uzi Vert. Those are the three I think of immediately.
All right. I'm too old to be on this show.
Sorry.
I gotta go back with my people. Where's Bill at? Bill thinks of Bob Denver whenever he thinks of college. That's I gotta go back to my tribe. I can't be here. Future? No. I can't do that. I can't be a part. And I love Future. I can't be a part of this. I can't be a part of this. All right. So I want to play some audio for you guys. This audio is Josh Allen. He went on a podcast and he was asked about the Super Bowl. And here is what he said.
Definitely, we've watched it. We've put it in the past. We've learned from it. And, you know, it's we've been in the playoffs a lot of times in the last, you know, however many years I've been here now. And, you know, just continuing to find ways to learn from it. And I think that's it's a hard pill to swallow sometimes because we haven't gotten it done. But, you know, you knock enough at the door, it's going to open at some point. And that's just what we have to keep doing is keep knocking on that door and giving ourselves chances to be in that situation again.
Hold on. Did he just say what I think he said? If you knock on the door long enough, eventually it will open. That's not accurate. Who said this? Because I can think of thousands of teams who kept knocking on the door and the door went unanswered. Does he know the history of the franchise that he plays for? Because if there's ever a franchise that kept knocking at the door, I don't know if you can knock on the door more than going to four consecutive Super Bowls, yet not winning any of them. Did he follow the Knicks in the 1990s? I mean, they knocked on the door a bunch. Did they ever walk through the door? Like, I'm just trying to think of a bunch of teams. Like, just because you keep getting close does not mean that inevitably you will be rewarded at the end of it with the championship. Oregon has been dominant in college football for 20 years. They got a championship to show for it. I don't remember Oregon winning the national championship. Gonzaga, the Bulldogs, they've been dominant for 20 years. They got a national championship to show for it. I mean, Final Four, they've only been to like two Final Fours in the last 20 years. This notion that if you just keep at it, eventually it'll work. We got to quit telling people this. No, that's not true at all. Now, I will say this in defense of Josh Allen. All great quarterbacks get to one. You might not win one, but if we go through who you think are the 20 greatest quarterbacks in league history, you at least get to one. So maybe the argument for Josh Allen is we've been so close these last couple of years. We've been right there for these last couple of years. If we keep at it and we keep at it, we'll eventually get our game and we got 60 minutes to try to win a Super Bowl. But everybody who you think is a truly all-time great quarterback eventually gets one appearance. You get one chance. What will Buffalo do with that opportunity? Now, I might be more so on the negative side of this. I think the end is coming for Josh Allen a lot sooner than people think it's coming. When you're talking about a quarterback his size, how physical of a runner he is, I think this thing could end really, really quickly. Now, I don't think it's ending in the next 12 months or anything. Josh Allen's 30 years old. And I've always thought this from a physical perspective, the quarterback that Josh Allen reminds me most of is Cam Newton. I think he is a much better passer than Cam Newton was. But if you were talking about physical traits, style of play, he reminds me of Cam Newton. Cam Newton was 6'5", 245. Josh Allen is 6'5", 237. Very similar builds. Also, very dynamic runners. He's their short yardage back. The last three seasons, Josh Allen has had double-digit rushing touchdowns. He had 15 touchdowns in 2023. He had 12 touchdowns last season, or two seasons ago. He had 14 touchdowns last season. They use Josh Allen in short yardage situations. That's a lot of hits. That's a lot of banging. That's a lot of hit against your body in what you are going to do. And if you look at Cam Newton's career, Cam Newton was over at the age of 30 years old. The Cam Newton that you remember from the time he was maybe the best college football player we'd ever seen up until 2018, that was prime Cam Newton. He turned 30 years old. He got hurt in 2019. He turned 30. He only played in two games that year. It was then over for Cam Newton. After Cam Newton turned 30 years old, he threw 12 more touchdown passes and had 17 interceptions. Had 17 interceptions. He was done. He was out of the league. Now, a lot of that was injury. I'm with you. But you only got so many hits in your body. You only have so many tackles that you can take. And Buffalo is asking their quarterback to do everything. You're asking him to throw for 4,000 yards. You're asking him to run for 600 yards. You're asking him on third and one to be the goal line back. They're asking their quarterback to do a lot of things. We've never seen a quarterback age like that in a 35 years old and still be as dominant as Josh Allen is. I think we have three more years of this version of Josh Allen, where he is clearly one of the three best quarterbacks in the league. I'm still going to put Mahomes at one, but a lot of that's just body of work, how I've seen him perform in the postseason. But Josh Allen's been a better regular season player the last 3 years. I don't think there's any argument in that. He's been a very, very dominant regular season player. The question with him always been is ability to get over the hump and just make those 5 to 8 plays that are the difference in you going home disappointed or you advancing to the next round. That's been the biggest question with him. I want to have this debate with you guys, and I'm curious what you think. So yesterday was the Hall of Fame game, and we're seeing Larry Fitzgerald go into the Hall of Fame, and Luke Kuechly's going into the Hall of Fame. This is a great Hall of Fame class. Has anybody looked at next year's class? So I expect Bill Belichick is going to get in. He should have been in on this one, but I suspect Bill Belichick is going to get in. There's going to be much more external pressure, I think, to make sure that Bill Belichick goes in on this next class, especially because Gronk is up for the Hall of Fame this year. those two guys, Brady coming back, Brady being a couple of years away from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I suspect that Bill Belichick is getting in next year. So next year, Belichick gets in. Adrian Peterson is up for Hall of Fame induction. He's a first ballot guy, no question. Rob Gronkowski is a first ballot Hall of Fame guy, no question. The guy I want to go around the room and ask, Ben Roethlisberger is up next year as a first ballot guy. Now, Kurt Warner had to wait a couple of times. He got in, but Kurt Warner did not get in on the first ballot. Eli Manning right now is potentially having to wait. Now, we'll see what happens with Matt Ryan. Is he going to be a guy who gets into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? But all of the contemporaries for Ben Roethlisberger, they are getting in. Rodgers will get in. Breeze will get in. Obviously, Peyton Manning is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He just got in a couple of years ago. So those guys are in. The last kind of from that 2000s group to be in the Hall of Fame is Ben Roethlisberger. Now, whenever we have these Hall of Fame conversations, and I'm big on having a Hall of Fame conversation, I love arguing about the Hall of Fame, I kind of put it into a couple of categories. I'm big on accomplishments. So if you go on Wikipedia and you look over at the right, it says awards and highlights. What did you do? What did you accomplish? What plaques do you have on your wall? Ben Roethlisberger, two-time Super Bowl champion, yet did not win MVP in either of the Super Bowls. Won Rookie of the Year back in 2004, made the Pro Bowl six times, led the NFL in passing yards in 14 and 18. He also was in the Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Honor. He is one of the best players that they've ever had. He has the most career 500-yard passing games. He has the record for most completions in a game. Again, he's got the two championships, and he was a very, very good quarterback. They won a very high percentage of his games while he was there. I don't know if Ben Roethlisberger is getting in on the first ballot. Like, if you were telling me Bill Belichick might get in next year, arguably greatest coach in league history, Adrian Peterson, clear best running back of his generation, Rob Gronkowski, either the best or second best tight end of his era, depending on where you have him ranked with Kelsey, but I think Kelsey is past him. I think Kelsey is one, Gronk is two. Next year's class is putting in the sixth or seventh best quarterback from his class. I do think Roethlisberger gets in eventually. I don't know if Ben Roethlisberger is getting in next year with that class, and we're going to look at Ben Roethlisberger as a first ballot Hall of Fame kind of guy. He seems to me like somebody who gets in on the second or third go around, in my opinion. Let's go around the room here really quickly. Kenny, we'll start with you. Ben Roethlisberger, Hall of Fame. Is he a first ballot or not?
I mean, like, personally, I would. He's top 10 in yards and touchdowns. He's won two Super Bowls. I know he did a lot of his winning early, but I'm a sucker for the Killer Bees. I know they didn't win anything, but the numbers that he put up with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell in those offenses, he was still a very good quarterback. He was always a top seven, at least, quarterback almost every career. To me, that's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I understand where you're coming from, where the voters might not put him in because of the loaded class and everything, but personally, I would vote him a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a top 12 quarterback of all time.
Yeah, that's the thing to me when you just kind of look at, like, I think the perception early on in his career was that he was kind of a game manager, caretaker quarterback, and he certainly was, you know, early on in his career. But there was a light flip that switched with him, and you alluded to it, when he had Antonio Brown, who, if you look at that three-year stretch with Antonio Brown, you'll put that up against just about any wide receiver in league history. From a production standpoint, Le'Veon Bell was super dangerous. That was a team that probably should have went to a championship and just kept kind of knocking their head against the New England Patriots and couldn't get over the hump during that time frame. But Roethlisberger, absolutely. Like, Roethlisberger at his peak. So we're talking from maybe 2012 to 2017, maybe 2018, where you're just putting up these big, massive numbers. I mean, he has two basically 5,000-yard passing season. He had a 49-52, which is you're 48 yards away from 5,000. And then he threw for 5,000 yards in 2018, 5,100 yards and 34 touchdown passes and had a 100 quarterback rating. He had the best version of Ben Roethlisberger is certainly a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think ultimately he's going to get in. Tyler, what do you think about Big Ben? Is he going to be a first ballot guy?
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to try to get some of the older guys in. And you said that the three, Belichick, Gronk, and Adrian Peterson, like, those guys are locks. I think he'll get in the second and third year. If he won an MVP, I think he'd be a lock first ballot, but never won an MVP. So I'll say he'll get in the second and third time.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. The guy I want to see eventually get in to me is Torrey Holt. I don't understand why Torrey Holt's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It doesn't make any sense to me. Kurt Warner is in the Hall of Fame. Marshall Faulk is in the Hall of Fame. Isaac Bruce is in the Hall of Fame. Like, if we put in three of the four guys from that greatest show on turf offense, why Torrey Holt continues to be left out just makes absolutely no sense to me. He won a championship. He's been an All-Pro seven times. He made the Pro Bowl two separate times. He was an NFL receiver in yards and receptions. He's also on the All-Decade team in the 2000s. That stuff really matters to me. The other three receivers are all in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So on the first team, it was Marvin Harrison and Randy Moss. And then the second team, it was Torrey Holt and T.O. Those are the four wide receivers from the All-Decade team. Those three guys, no doubt, unquestioned Hall of Famers. I don't know why Torrey Holt isn't in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's one of the ones that just doesn't make any sense, to be honestly. I would have voted for Torrey Holt a long time ago. He's been a finalist seven times and hadn't gotten in. I would vote for Torrey Holt. I do think he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame from his time with the St. Louis Rams. And again, especially if you got those other three guys in there, you got to put that whole offense in there. Like, you want to talk about the modern day offense, the explosion, that Rams team in 1999 from like 99 to 2001, that's one of the scariest offenses in league history. All right, coming up on the other side, I want to play a game here. I have created a set of NFL playoff parlays. I want you to tell me who is going to sell this slip, because we all gamble on these things. There's always one team or one leg that fails every single time. We'll go through who's going to sell your slip. That's coming up. Keep it right here on You Better You Bet.
Best one win.
We love sports. We love to laugh. We love hearing from you. Talking sports with you, not at you. This is Westwood One Sports.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over six times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
What's that?
Just an everything bagel I got with my cash back from my Cash Rewards Plus card from Navy Federal Credit Union. It's got cream cheese, lox, lemon zest, dill, capers, scallions, onions. All the cash back that I earned on my everyday spending has led me to this moment.
Wait, how much cash back?
Unlimited 2% cash back on everything.
Everything?
The bagel speaks for itself.
Pay for everything with the Cash Rewards Plus card. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for more information.
Skechers elite athlete OG Anunoby has been making history on the basketball court.
Anunoby tips it in. Unbelievable. What a shot.
He's been balling out in Skechers high-performance basketball sneakers, and the world is noticed. But how does OG train off the court to keep in peak physical condition? Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins Aeroburst. They help prepare OG for the physical demands of playing at a championship level. Get your pair of Aeroburst for only $165 at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever high-performance running shoes are sold.
Local sports talk on the Bet. Tune in to Mile High Sports Show with Nate Lundy to talk all things Avalanche, Broncos, Nuggets, and Rockies. You're listening to the Bet 1430, the home of the Mile High Sports Show with Nate Lundy, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m.
76 has pretty much recovered now out of Brighton. Earlier, big crash on West 76, 88th. All lanes are open, and that's a good-looking drive all the way to Arvada. Then it just loads up a bit on West 76, right from Sheridan to the merge with I-70. 70, a good drive out of Aurora heading into Arvada. And South 25, just a bit slow into downtown from 70 to Colfax, and a good drive both sides of 25 through the Tech Center. We've got a wreck in Broomfield on the Boulder Turnpike, westbound 36, right at East Flatiron Crossing. You've got the two left lanes blocked off, and traffic is backing up right through the intersection.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.